Vera Tesic, welcome to Microscopio.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me for this interview.
We wanted to talk about the next generation sequencing for microbiological diagnosis, the University of Chicago experience. Could you please tell us about the advantages of next generation sequencing over sequencing conventional technology?
Sure. Next generation sequencing is actually an umbrella term that describes different sequencing technologies, which allow sequencing of DNA and RNA quicker and cheaper as compared to Sanger technique, which was developed in the 70s. The three revolutions that happened in sequencing technology that have transformed this landscape of sequencing or total genome sequencing, which will include microbiology genome as well, are whole genome shotgun sequencing, high throughput sequencing, and single molecule long read sequencing. So target amplicon sequencing or whole genome sequencing basically uses target specific primers for PCR mediated amplification, and genomic regions of interest are enriched and selectively sequenced. For sequencing for de novo, basically the assembly of whole genomes and uses shotgun approach where microorganisms are known. And in that kind of area, we have whole genome shotgun sequencing of one organism or metagenomic whole genome shotgun sequencing where DNA is extracted from the sample and produces mixture of genomes which are then subjected to Y genome sequencing en masse. So you will have many organisms that you can identify.
What is the basis of the technique?
The basis of technique, basically there are differences among the sequencing methodologies available in the market. Major differences among next generation sequencing technologies and platforms available in the market include read length, throughput, number of reads generated per run, runtime and run cost, and as well sequencing chemistry. So for instance, NGS short read platforms that employ sequencing by ligation available on the market are Solid and Complete Genomics, BG-Seq 500. And for them, read length is 50 to 75 base pairs that's on Solid platforms, and 50 to 100 base pairs on BG-Seq 500 platforms. Among the short read platforms that use sequencing by synthesis available are Illumina with cyclic reversible terminator. Read length is 150 base pairs, and Ion Torrent, which has single nucleotide addition 454, and read length is 200 to 1,000 base pairs. Among the long read platforms for the single molecule long time reads available are currently on the market Pacific Biosciences that produce 8 to 20 kilobase pair lengths, and Oxford Nanopore up to 200. For the platforms that are available for synthetic long reads are Illumina and 10x Genomics. And there are many new ones, new upcoming platforms such as Gene Apsis, Electronic Lunchbox Size Sequencer, Genia Nanopore Sequencing Technology, Firefly that includes one-channel technology, Nanostring Technology with enzyme-free hybridization technology, GNU Bio with the fluorescence resonance energy transfer technology, and electron optic and electron microscopy based system.
What applications does next generation sequencing have in clinical microbiology?
So infectious diseases are one of the leading causes of the worldwide mortality, and the rapid detection of the pathogen is crucial for the implementation of appropriate therapy and improvement of patient care. So next-generation sequencing techniques increase speed and sensitivity of diagnosis of infectious diseases, give better determination of microbiomes, and, of course, enhance microbiology research. Identification of microbiome by culture-dependent methods is limited by the fact that majority of microbial species cannot be cultured in vivo. And the use of next-generation sequencing techniques is therefore a valuable extension in the diagnostic repertoire. However, capacity of sequencers is not unlimited. This means that application of whole genome sequencing for determination of complex microbiomes for diagnostics in clinical samples is far beyond the possibilities delivered by currently available platforms. In microbiology diagnostics, next-generation sequencing is obviously used for organisms identification. In addition, in virology is used for drug-resistant mutation testing, and in bacteriology for genotypic markers of drug resistance testing as well, and also in virulence and strain typing too. And in mycology, NGS is used as a tool in taxonomic identification and also to study molecular mechanisms of resistance. The most compelling immediate application for next-generation sequencing are molecular epidemiology for the purposes of surveillance and outbreak investigation, so, for example, investigation of MRSA outbreaks, and also in drug susceptibility testing for organisms that are either slow growers or difficult to culture, for example, Mycobacterium tuberculosis or in cases of HIV. So when the increase in capacity and reduction of cost, improvement of accuracy and turnaround time are addressed in these new platforms, which I hope and is likely to happen, and given current trends that are happening in the research community, I expect that next-generation sequencing soon becomes a standard molecular microbiology technique.
What application does next-generation sequencing have in food microbiology?
Also, composition of food associated microbiota has been traditionally done by culture, which also requires isolation and cultivation of the microorganisms and also their identification and typing. However, it has been shown that many microorganisms cannot be cultured for the complete characterization of these also intricate ecosystems, including those of foods. So next-generation sequencing can be successfully used in profiling and also genetic characterization of the microorganisms. So, for example, it can be used to determine fate of starters that are used in food microbiology and also pathogens when can happen, can contaminate food during food manufacturing and also during food ripening. And also, this technique can be used to predict product shelf life, for example. And also, as I mentioned before, it can be used in food pathogen identification and also outbreak surveillance. So, for example, in the United States, recently developed genome tracker is the first distributed network of labs that utilizes wide genome sequencing for pathogen identification and also outbreak surveillance. And network consists of United States federal laboratories, state health and hospital laboratories, and also some laboratories located outside of the U.S.
Thank you very much, Professor Vera Tesic. It's been a pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It was a pleasure, too.